We're going to Gilbert next. Bring Mike into the conversation, who's looking for a little help with his roses. Good morning, Micah.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, I'm out in Morrison Ranch, and we've got some pretty strict HOA guidelines, and I've got four rose bushes in the front yard that just look awful every year. They look like Charlie Brown trees. I was wondering if you could give a little bit of advice on helping these guys grow.
Well, roses are going to look pretty tough about this time of year. That's just normal. But now is the time. In fact, I'm going to do that this exact thing this weekend with my roses. Is you give them a little haircut, get rid of some of that burn up yellow looking foliage. So a light trimming or grooming, I would call it, and give them a good fertilization. And with these nights cooling off and the weather starting to get cooler, they're going to perk right back up. So it's just having roses. If they're on your case about them not looking good, I'll tell them to get a life. One thing that will help you on roses, we talked about mulch before. Putting a good layer of shredded bark mulch around your roses before summer sets in is one good way to kind of cool their roots down. Will help them survive that summer a little bit. But even then, they're just not going to look their best, you know, at the end of summer.
We appreciate the call. Let's go to Roland and see how we can help him on a citrus question. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I had this lemon tree. Start of the spring, it looked really good, growing like a weed, just like the other citrus we've got. It was 3 years old. And then one branch, just almost overnight, all the leaves died. And then the branch itself eventually died, so I cut it off, and then another branch died, and it's till half the tree was dead, gone, and then a week ago all the other leaves on the tree died. So I'm going to replace it, but do I need to get the dirt out that I have it planted in too? I don't know why it died.
Yeah, lemons, you know, it's not an uncommon thing with lemons, and they can, you know, depending on what the lemon was grafted on, a lot of the old lemon rootstock is a lemon, rough lemon rootstock, which can be susceptible to quick decline and some other diseases in citrus, and that's kind of the way it acts. Also, maybe could have been root rot. Root rot will kill a tree like that kind of one limb at a time, and the limb just dies very rapidly. But it's probably nothing you can do to, you certainly want to get the whole stump out, and then you'll have a big hole there anyway. When you go to plant the new citrus tree, you'll, you know, use some good composted mulch, mixed in with your native soil. I would recommend, getting the hole dug and fill it full of water and see how long it takes for that water to percolate, to get out of the hole. If it sits there for a long time, like all day or more than a day, then you've got a drainage issue, which could have been the cause of some of the problems. And you'll want to maybe dig a hole in the middle of the hole, like a drain pipe hole, right in the center of your hole, and dig that down a ways. And eventually you can kind of feel it when you're digging. You'll hit a caliche layer or a pocket of something that's really hard. You might have to put some water in there and keep digging. Eventually, you'll break through that. And then you'll fill that hole full of water, and boom, the water will go right down. So if that's the case, you might try that. You might ask when you go to buy, if you're going to plant another lemon, what the root stock of that lemon is. You want to make sure it's probably not another rough lemon root stock. But I wouldn't have any issues of planting another citrus tree, another lemon right back in the same place. Just make sure you maybe do that drainage test on it first.
We appreciate the call. Good luck with your next lemon tree. That is always aggravating. You're just like, it was so fine the other day, but, you know, it happens.
It's life.
Yep.
Literally.
Well, we appreciate y'all joining us this Saturday morning. We do have a couple of text questions that we'll follow up with, and email with a grass question. We'll take care of those during the break. Mr. Harper, thanks for your Saturday morning.
Always fun.
And introducing us to Brian Johnson, the athletic fields manager of ASU.
We had Devils.
A lot of fun talking about the ASU stadium and then grass turf conversation this hour.
It's been a really fun morning. Like I said, I've been a fan of your guys for a long time and listen all the time. So this is a treat for me.
You got to have something to do while you're out there painting grass.
That's right.
Yeah, the podcast now and your smartphones. Now you're headed to go take a little nap. The game starts at 7:10, and then you anticipate working on the turf until about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. When people finally clear off the field, we'll mow it. We'll mow it two directions. We'll kind of lower the height of cut a little bit. And then, like I said, poke holes over the whole field and put our seed out. We might hand sprinkle some Bermuda seed in some of the divots. And then we're going to put out a fungicide application and then a fertilizing application and then run some water.
Now, did they leave the lights on all night for y'all?
They do. There's crews cleaning up the stadium. So, while they're cleaning, we're working out on the grass. So it works out.
Thank you, gentlemen.
My pleasure.